It's all about game shows lately. I feel like that's all we're talking about, right?
I mean, it's the center of your universe at this moment, right up until Sunday when you get the audition. I hope it goes well, because if not Monday, you are not going to be fun.
No. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. My family and I, we were auditioning for Family Feud on Sunday. They're actually holding auditions in Stamford, and we got through, and we have a scheduled audition time.
Oh, so much fun.
I feel like as I've been practicing lately, I'm just getting worse and worse.
I
don't know if it's going to be great. But
sometimes you have to step away from the game.
I guess so. So the reason why I'm super excited for Sunday, but I'm even more super excited for this because Supermarket Sweep is coming back.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember Supermarket Sweep?
So is that the one where you, like, you get the cart and then you get to run down the aisle like a crazy person and just scoop whatever you want to into the cart?
You got
to
spend the most money, the most expensive items that you have to do into the cart.
I feel like I'd be good at that.
I would just fill it up with buffalo mozzarella.
Where them shrimps at?
Yeah.
Yo, where the shrimps at? I need swordfish over here.
Oh, man. And the rumor is that Leslie Jones is going to be hosting it, too.
Oh, that'll be fun.
That's going
to
be good.
That'll be, you know, Leslie Jones could throw a good shoulder block if she was in the grocery store and you were trying to get up on the same item as her. She could just, oh, man.
I'm so fascinated. If you've ever been on a game show, can you call 1-800-330-9999? I want to know what game show you were on and what you won. Lori wrote on our Facebook page that she was on The Price is Right, and she won an electric fireplace.
I feel like that would be the most fun show for me to be on, because that's where people are always, like, leaving with a car, vacation, or whatever. I want to be in the
fireplace.
Showcase.
Yeah.
I want to be in the showcase, man.
But how about when you win something you don't want? Like, you win a camper, and you're like, what am I going to do with this camper? Like, do you have the option to be like, nah, I'm cool. Can I just have, like,
hook up your boy.
Like, $5,000?
I think, what you do is you get the cash. You can get
the money.
Cash allotment for it. Yep.
I'd be into that.
Yep. I want the camper, though. If you want a camper.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
It's a new camper.
You're the only person that would be really excited about a camper in this room.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like,
right.
I don't know.
If you want a camper on Sunday during the audition, you can immediately call me and we'll start to negotiations immediately.
If I want a camper, I would just make it the timeout for my kids when they misbehave in the backyard.
Get the camper.
Go to the camper. Yeah.
Right.
Go to the camper. 5 minutes go
live
in the camper.
In there. Right. Go live in there. And you wait. Hayden would be like 60. She'd be like, I'm going to live in a camper. You can't tell me what to do, Mom.
Remember when you auditioned for Shazam?
Yeah. I was too.
Such a happy
I was
time.
A little bit too much for them. I got right to the end, and my choices were good. You know what they told me in the end? It's not us. It's you.
Right.
Wow.
No. They were like, oh, you're just too good at this. You know, we'd have to get some people. I was like, all right, those are excuses. Just let me off.
There's no way.
Just let me go, man.
No one said to you, you're too good to go on Shazam.
They said that they were looking for, you know, equal level competitors, and that they wanted me to come back the next season. And I was like, you're lying to my face. Just let me go.
I mean, they get things in 1.34 seconds. There's no way you're better than 1.34 seconds.
But the songs that they chose were different. Anyways, tangent. It's all right. It didn't work out for me, but I still want good things for other people on game shows.
Look how sad you are about it. You're so sad still. Was that 2 years ago that happened? I remember watching.
It was last year.
He had to Skype. Raven had to Skype.
Like
his
six
audition.
Times.
Right.
So many times.
So he would be in the studio doing it. And what I would do is I would sneak into the next studio and I would watch him through the window.
And make faces.
It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life. Because you have to play up being crazy.
They want you to be so animated.
He was like a gorilla jumping around this room.
It's true.
The most humorous thing I'd ever seen.
It's unbelievable because you could hear you so
through
far
the soundproof.
Through the soundproof window.
Well, I might be the only person in the building that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So off the air, Raven and I were discussing the top five game shows of all time. Family Feud, right?
Yes. Price is Right. We were doing the Mount Rushmore. We have the Mount Rushmore. We're looking for the fifth. Price is Right, Family Feud.
Jeopardy
was agreed upon, yep. And then what was it? The other one we said? Family Feud, Price is Right.
The Wheel of Fortune.
Jeopardy.
Wheel of Fortune.
That was the other one.
I think Deal or No Deal.
So I contend that one came in like most game shows now. They come in and they're super hot for a while. But they only last like 3 years. And then they put them on a syndication deal somewhere else. And they come off primetime. Mm-hmm. And then maybe they come back later on another network or whatever.
All right.
That's what happened with Deal or No Deal is coming back now.
Yeah, it is.
It's getting ready to come back right now.
Recycled. If you want to chime in too on that, you can head to our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven.